If the oven comes cut up, and this is now talking about in vertical sections from the craftsman's house, and it's coming in these vertical sections, it's going to be assembled before use in the, you know, the person who's purchased it in their home. And what the craftsman's done is he's made hoops that go around it to hold the sections together like a barrel, like the, you know, a kind of hoop that goes around a barrel to hold the vertical wooden pieces together. And he puts it together with these hoops. V'hutar, the barrel still remains pure, it still remains not susceptible to impurity until it's coated with clay and heated. Only at that point will it be susceptible to impurity. So merely putting it together with these hoops does not make it susceptible yet. Netma, if the oven becomes impure at any point thereafter, v'sileich es limudav, and these hoops are removed. Now, removing the hoops would also require removing the coating, the clay coating from the oven, and therefore tahor, that would make the oven pure again, because now you're effectively breaking the oven down, and now you are making it pure again. Hechziran lo tahor, when the hoops are put back, it still remains pure until it is coated again, and only once it's coated again, we'll see now, merecho betit, once it's coated again with clay, makabel tuma, only at that point would it be able to accept impurity again. And says the Mishnah, v'ainat tzarech laskenu, it's not, you don't have to light a fire in it again at this point, shekfar husak, because it was already heated with the original coating, so that when the hoops are taken off and the clay coating's removed and the thing is then reassembled, the oven is then reassembled by putting the rings back and putting the clay coating back on, at that point in time you don't have to reheat it. It's already now becomes susceptible to impurity because it was heated at some point already in the past.